Hi, and welcome to another edition of the New to the Street podcast. I'm CJ Papa. Thanks so much for joining us on this edition. We're going to learn all about Sunstock, this company, what makes it tick, and we're going to meet two guys, Jason Chang, who is the CEO, and the co-founder and lawyer, Destiny Ikpe. First of all, guys, welcome to the podcast.
Hey, thank you for having us.
Hey, you know, Jason, and we'll go back and forth here, but Jason, what is Sunstock all about?
You know, we're more about the hedging of the you know, basically the currency. So we actually, I found this company based on the inflation of, you know, all this money printing. And what we wanted to do is that we wanted to have something that we could hedge against the inflation. So I found this company based on the cryptocurrency concept, and also we actually just purchased the coin shop last year in October. So we could actually purchase the precious metal at a huge discount. So that actually added a lot of value to the company.
So
and the asset.
Yeah. Go ahead.
Yeah.
So, you know, Destiny, your involvement as the co-founder, when you guys collaborate on something like this, where does this idea come from? Because I know, you know, so many people out there have different ideas for companies like this, but where does yours come from? Were you always into sort of business, economics, and then this is just an offshoot of what you love to do?
Well, Jason came to me and said that he has, you know, a good amount of silver, and he wanted to essentially put that on the blockchain, get involved with cryptocurrencies, digital currencies. And so I said, hey, why don't we build a full blockchain, a full system, a currency that's backed by silver, one that people can trade, and one that essentially would give people the opportunity to spend that currency in an actual store as well with a debit card.
So can you explain, you know, sometimes what I love about podcasts is that we can just really go in depth here.
Yeah.
When it's based in silver, you just break that down from the barest bones. So people who don't maybe quite understand it, get it.
Yeah. So basically, the precious metal is what they call a hedging against the inflation for the other, you know, when the currency actually collapses. So what we wanted to do is that we want to create like a asset-backed cryptocurrency that actually has some kind of, you know, actual metal backing it. So that way, when people purchase the cryptocurrency, it's not like they're just buying something like ETF or paper contract or something like that. There's actually some real asset behind it. So we could actually tell people, say, hey, you know, when you buy this cryptocurrency, you're not just buying like paper contract or anything like that. So that gives people a lot of assurance, you know, so that way they don't feel uncomfortable. Like, hey, you know, what is your value of your cryptocurrency tomorrow? So, you know, all they got to do is say, hey, you know, what is 1 gram of gold worth? So all they got to do is go online and look at it and, hey, that's what's our coin worth. So there's always like a valuation, and it's very stabilized. So it's not like something where you fluctuate without, like, you know, I mean, just up and down, like you don't even know what's going to happen tomorrow. I mean, silver and gold has been like really stabilized for the last 3 years. So it's been trading like a very tight range for the last whole year.
And Destiny, when working with Jason, but then you hear him and you are letting people know what it's based in, how important was that for you to be involved in sort of that sort of company where, as Jason said, you're not just giving someone a piece of paper, you got something behind it?
Well, I mean, essentially you're looking at a new, really it's new technology, it's a new format for money, a new way of spending money. You know, so when Jason brought me into this, you know, the goal was to figure out what would be interesting, but what would also truly be something we could truly build, not just something that we could tell people we could build and then raise money, something that we could actually do a good job of. We, you know, really went out, reached out to vendors. We found a really good contractor, a really good developer called Smart Axiom. They can really do this for us. They've, you know, they're featured on IBM's website. They're backed by IBM. They're going to help us develop this blockchain technology. They're going to help us develop the Internet of Things portion of the project. So, you know, it's been quite a journey, you know, really putting it together, you know, talking to different characters, different, you know, you've got people who can build exchanges, people who are blockchain enthusiasts, you've got people who are more on the funds, more trading technology side. It's been great.
What's the teamwork been like between you guys?
Oh, it's great. I mean, you know, we've been working really good along with each other. So, I mean, I like working with Destiny because, I mean, it's very easy to work with.
You sound very good. You're very good on the air, I have to say.
Thank you.
You had a great voice and everything, Destiny. Give me a little background about, first, you, Destiny, because I know people like to hear about the people they're listening to. Mm-hmm. What's your background? What's your story?
So, essentially, I'm a securities lawyer. In the past, I worked for the government. More recently, I've been a securities lawyer, working with public companies, a lot of private companies that want to go public or want to do private placements. More recently, the digital currencies, cryptocurrencies took off. Tons of people were coming to me. I just started swinging my practice in that direction, as many securities lawyers have had to. So I've had, in the past year or so, worked on about 30 or so ICOs and STOs. STOs are known as, are called security token offerings. It's a lot of companies that start out with nothing, white papers. They have an idea. They go out there and they do a global raise. Essentially what we're trying to do, it's that it's a little different, not an ICO, but an STO. We're actually acknowledging and saying that we're actually a security. But yet we can still go out there globally and sell, these tokens. It's new. It's completely different, completely new. So as a lawyer, I'm developing my practice based around this. And Jason gave me the opportunity to work with them and not just be a lawyer, but also get more involved with more of the management of the company, to get more involved with the founding and the actual development of the company. So it's been a great opportunity.
Jason, what about you, your background?
Oh, I actually, I started out as a day trader right after high school. So I've been doing a lot of day trading back in the dot-com era. So, back then, I was just day trading like all kind of, Microsoft, Google, just everything. So, I've been doing day trading for close to 25, 26 years now.
So this is like real comfortable for you.
Yeah,
this sort of, for me, sometimes it can be like talking, right? That's my job, right? For you, this sort of business is like second nature, right?
Oh, yeah. And then that's why, I took this company public back in the 2015. So, this is what I like to do. So I found Destiny because of the cryptocurrency, which is very interesting. It's almost like back then, back in the 90s when they said dot-com era. So right now it's like cryptocurrency era. So, I'm very excited about this project.
When you think about Sunstock, where you are now, what are you doing? Give us an update of where you are right now before we look for the next phase of Sunstock.
I think right now we're in a little different time, because what happened is that, as you know, the U.S. deficit is like over $22 trillion. So the interesting about Sunstock is that when people buy our cryptocurrency, it's not just for the investment, but it's actually to have a potential to grow. Because let's say, for example, if 1 gram of gold actually go up to, let's say, $60 and they pay $50, so their money actually increase in value rather than go down in value. And the perfect example is for the last 30 to 45 days, silver actually went up over $1, and then gold actually went up close to $100. So if they would have bought our cryptocurrency 1 month ago, they would have gained almost 15% in value. So I think that's the best, that's a very advantage for investing in our cryptocurrency.
Now, I know you mentioned AAA currency before. We were just talking off air.
Right.
Do you want to talk about that, Destiny?
Yes. Well, I can say that you have essentially 5 different tokens, and 4 of those tokens are metal tokens. One of those tokens is the default token. It's a third weighting of gold, platinum, and silver. The last 3 tokens are essentially gold tokens, platinum tokens, and silver tokens. Anybody can go out there using our system and decide, hey, I want to purchase 70% gold, 10% silver, 20% platinum, whatever they want, really. And essentially, they could trade. They could have different weights between, whatever they decide they want to do. That was a core of what we wanted. Jason's a day trader, as you said earlier. So, he was thinking, how can we get people to trade currencies more directly and more fluidly? And so that was the genesis, to not just have one currency, one token and one metal backing it, but to have 3 different metals. And in the future, we may have copper and aluminum and other metals as well, but we wanted to start with just 3.
That's interesting that you can expand from here. Mm-hmm. Is this a jumping off point for you guys when you talk about the metals you just mentioned there, Destiny?
I would say it's a jumping off point. There's so much we can do. We can start with just doing a platform that has metals. We can also integrate into gaming. There are some platforms out there. They're saying, hey, we would like to work with you and have a gold-backed token or silver-backed token inside our game. So it's not just a cryptocurrency, but it's a cryptocurrency that's backed by metals in their game. So, I mean, you've got so many different directions you can go. Part of what we haven't discussed is the DAO. It's essentially a decentralized autonomous organization. What that is essentially people will be able to decide what happens with their gold. You can take your gold. Let's say you have a $500,000 worth of gold. You can take that, get a loan on that, and then go ahead and reinvest the proceeds of that loan. So that's what we're going to help people do. We're going to say, hey, if you'd like to invest maybe 5% or 100% of your holdings in something else, we'll help you with that. We'll give you options. We'll give you different funds that you can place your money in. So it's not just the currency. It's not just the ability to spend in the store. It's also the ability to reinvest your actual metal holdings as well.
Now, that's really interesting, the whole concept of borrowing against what you have. Is that something you knew going in you could do, or something that just sort of spawned or happened while you were doing this?
Well, actually, I find out something that's very interesting is that when I started to do day trading, I find out that the cryptocurrency could also do the same thing. So let's say if you own crypto A and you decided to swap with crypto B, you could actually make money. It's just like a day trading. Mm-hmm. So, I mean, you know, the more cryptocurrencies out there, the more option you have. So people are actually doing that as part of like day trading, and people actually do make money off that. By just trading, you know, swapping coin, you know, from one coin to the other, and they could actually make pretty good money. You know, just same thing as like day trading. So, and that's very interesting too.
And what's huge about us though is that you can day trade, but as I said earlier, you can also spend that money. Right. So that's not normal. I mean, stocks you can day trade, but you can't spend the stock. You
know, right.
You have
right.
to convert it first to cash, etc. With us, it's direct.
It's right there.
Right. So it's that's totally different for any it's totally is a new thing for humans, period.
That's a great concept.
Yeah.
Because people do like to spend their money.
Yeah.
Especially if they can make a few dollars, right?
Exactly.
Hey, what about the gaming aspect? You know, I've spoken to, as I've branched out, right, gaming is unbelievable now. You can bet on gaming and you watch guys playing your betting. I mean, but take me back when you started this company, did you think that a gaming company is going to come to you and say, you know what, I want gold, I want silver, I want something behind it, and they're coming to you for your coin?
No, I mean, you know, I just think that, you know, once we have this kind of stuff, I mean, I know the potential is so great, I mean, that you could expand like so many ways. But I think the most important is people wanted to look for a safe haven. That's what they really want. And, you know, because of the hedging, everybody's looking for gold and silver, especially, you know, in case people run out of gold or silver. Sometimes when there's a shortage, people will run to cryptocurrency that actually has those asset back, you know, behind it. So, I mean, I think it's a new concept, and, you know, it's actually a good way for people to hedge their, you know, inflation.
What about the blockchain and utilizing it, and how does that help here?
Oh, that's thing you want to answer.
Well, so that's what I was going to say. Okay, so the blockchain, that's exactly what I was going towards. Actually, so what we're doing is it's different from what other groups are doing. What other asset-backed metals are doing, okay, is they're simply just putting all the metal in a room and saying, hey, you have a token and you have a claim to some of that metal, but you don't really know how much of that metal is really yours or which bar or ingot or coin is yours. What we're doing with the blockchain technology and with IoT technology, which means Internet of Things, we're combining the two technologies so that a token actually represents an actual specific physical item of a particular, you know, gram of gold or silver or platinum, right? So that way it's located, it'll be at a certain location, there'll be an RFID tag on it, and you'll actually know that this is my actual gold or silver or whatever. And more importantly, even if it's, let's say, an ingot or what's really a gold bar, right? Those things are, you know, $500,000, but you may not want to purchase $500,000 worth of tokens. So we're going to subdivide that ingot, right, through a certain technology that we're working on to allow people to own portions of that ingot, right? So it'll be very fascinating. Even from a legal standpoint, you'll have several contracts kind of going back and forth being traded, essentially.
How important is that to your company, what you just said, that me as an investor can be like, it's tangible. It's that I know that's mine.
It's huge because when you're dealing with SPY or let's say you're dealing with SLV or GLD, these are ticker symbols for ETFs that claim that they're you know trading gold. You know, you could buy a GLD for 123, which represents 1,200 or so ounces of gold, right? $1,200 worth of ounces of gold, but they don't actually have that actual gold. It's not actually stored anywhere. There's no way to know if it's really there, right? If you go to COMEX. Huge issue with COMEX. A lot of the big traders out there, they know this. That's why there's a discount. That most of the futures are not really backed by really any gold or silver. It's really maybe a hundredth of the actual gold or silver. So with us, it's all there. So how do we do this? Well, we do it because, like, you know, how do you physically do that, right? Well, what we're doing is we're saying 75% of your money that goes in the ICO is going to go directly to the asset, and then the other portion is going to go to actually managing the company, building out the technology, and actually being able to do what COMEX and these other ETFs are saying they're doing, but they're clearly fraud. In some ways, you could say they're fraudulent about it. They're not telling people that you're not really trading the actual asset directly. It appears that way, but you're not. You know, it's purely paper. If you ever had to redeem or try to redeem, you can't. I mean, you could do it, but it'd be completely uneconomical. You just would never do it. We're actually, you know, thinking about a redemption notion, but, you know, what we know for sure is that, you know, you have your token, your metal is pegged directly to a specific token. It's not going to be an arbitrary concept. You're going to know, and if you want to, if it's stored at a certain location, where you'll be able to go to that location if you really want to. We're going to have cameras so that you can actually see your actual. You know, it's kind of arbitrary. Do you really need a camera? But yeah, people want to see where their gold is being stored. You know, and they want to see, like, my specific gram is right there. So that's what we're trying to do, make it really real for people.
And one more thing I want to add into it is that it's also very safe for people to use our debit card, not versus like credit card. You know, there's so many fraud out there on the credit card. And, you know, without debit card, you know, I mean, it's not like you could just go and, you know, without the key to it, there's just no way you could use it, even if you lost it. So that's a huge advantage compared to the credit card. And I think, you know, more vendors should take, you know, the cryptocurrency rather than, you know, just a old-fashioned debit card, you know, credit card.
Right.
Which, I mean, they get a lot of problem with it, you know. I mean, there's, like, so many scams out there with the credit card. Yeah. And with the, cryptocurrency, you know, those debit card is actually very safe because you got to know your key. Otherwise, you know, people cannot just go in there and use it, you know. So, I mean, I think that's a huge advantage in terms of the security.
So, Jason, when you're putting this together, the fraud aspect and just protecting your investor, is that number one here, outside of obviously being able to show people that, yeah, they own something? Can you explain what goes into the fact that you can protect people who are with you?
Yeah. I mean, there's actually three things I want to mention. The first thing is the security, because, you know, you don't have to worry about people stealing your stuff or, you know, like a credit card. And then number two is you could actually have something tangible. So it's not like you're investing in something that's like fraudulent or whatever. So it's actually backed by something real. And then the most important thing is you could actually see your money grow rather than just like, hey, you know, $1 is always $1. Right. And then, you know, if the price goes up, your dollar's worth less than a dollar. So, I mean, I think those are three huge advantages to, you know, actually buy the cryptocurrency. And I think that should be the standard in the future for the cryptocurrency too, because, you know, I know there's a lot of cryptocurrency backed in and, you know, they don't go by certain, you know, there should be at least a certain standard and certain like guidance, you know, like, you know, they have to follow, not just like, hey, you know, I just got this cryptocurrency. What is it worth? I mean, I don't know. So, yeah. So, I mean, I think, you know, the industry should set some kind of standard for the cryptocurrency, you know, so that way everybody have to follow the same rule. So people won't think, hey, you know, because I have a lot of people coming to me and said, hey, you know, is cryptocurrency a scam, you know? And that's what, you know, a lot of people have those kind of impression. So I think the best way to do it is, you know, we should set some kind of, you know, industry standard where people have to follow certain type of rule when they want to go ahead and, you know, issue those, you know, cryptocurrency. So that way people feel a lot more comfortable, you know?
You know, Destiny, put on your legal hat here for a second. I'm sure you've seen many cases of fraud or people, you know, losing their shirts over things where they thought they had something that didn't. But for you personally, what is it like to be involved knowing that, you know, especially with your legal background, that you can tell people this is not fraud. This is tangible. This is something that they can be safe with.
Yeah, that was a major issue in 2017. It's just you had a lot of companies who were going out there and raising a lot of money, and it was really, you know, very all, you know, spectacular and thrilling. But then when it came time to work on the project, people just disappeared, you know, didn't show up, you know, weren't, you know, running these companies. So, you know, you work hard and you're counseling clients to, you know, do the right thing. And, you know, it's annoying when they don't do that. But with this project, you know, we know that we're going to put 75% of the money into escrow. It's going to go straight to bullion. You know, we know that we're doing what we can to make sure that we're not engaging in any fraud, that we're actually building a company. We've got the top developers. We've got top people working on this. This is a project that we want to be really a kickoff for a long-term platform that would be, you know, able to trade and develop other asset-backed metals as well, and other asset-backed currencies in general as well. So, you know, for us, this is a real concrete thing. We're not a year just trying to raise money. We're here to actually bring a new and innovative product to the market.
I'd like to hear from both of you guys on this. Whoever wants to go first, where does Sunstock go from here?
I think we should. We actually wanted to get this thing going in terms of build this technology the right way, so that way people feel comfortable. And another advantage of this cryptocurrency is that most cryptocurrency is not publicly traded in terms of the company itself, but Sunstock is actually a publicly traded company which were fully reported to the SEC. So when people actually buy our coin, you know, they could just go on SEC.gov and type in Sunstock, so they know exactly what we own and they know exactly what we have. So it's not like people are just buying some cryptocurrency offshore. They have no idea what it is because we're fully reported to the SEC. So people could actually see the asset, and then we'll tell them exactly what we own and where we store the asset. So we want to, in Sunstock, we want to set some kind of industry standard where there have to be certain way that you do it, so that way it's right for people to buy the cryptocurrency. So it's not like, hey, I just buy it and I have no idea. So I think we'll try to set some kind of industry standard. So I think, those are very basic standard that I think all the cryptocurrency should follow. So that way, people doesn't look at it like it's some kind of fraud or anything like that. And I think that's very important because, for cryptocurrency, people, have a lot of negative view about it right now, and people doesn't really understand it, so.
But I think they will, when especially in this concept, it's very simple. But where do you see the company going from here?
Well, I mean, with potential recession coming, potential economic slowdown, Jason mentioned earlier, the company was designed to hedge against inflation and also really be an opportunity for investors to get into metals. So there's a lot of opportunities with certain type of investors who want to do that. And then with the coin shop, the coin store really being there, the opportunity for us to be able to really have a freestanding business that actually has metal in it, we can use that metal with our actual exchange system. That puts us at a whole nother level. All the other asset-backed companies out there do not have an actual separate operation that actually trades metal back and forth. They don't do that. So, Sunstock is poised to become a major player in the industry in general, whether it's cryptocurrency or not. It's, we're trying to get anyone who wants to purchase metal to get involved with this company. So that's our goal, and that's where we may go.
And before we wrap up, can you just one more time for our listeners, just sort of a recap about that AAA currency and what you broke it down before? I found that really interesting. Okay. Either guy.
Okay, yeah. So essentially, you have five tokens.
Yep.
You have one protocol token, or the token that's used to access the other tokens. Right. You could think of it as energy or gas used to access the other tokens. Then you have four metal tokens. These are the core tokens. Each token is supposed to be 1 gram of silver for a token, 1 gram of platinum for another token, and then the last token, standard token, is 1 gram of gold for that token as well. And then for the fourth token, that's a weighted token. That's essentially the default token. If you don't choose or tell us which weights you want for the other metals, what we'll do is we'll simply give you a third of each metal. And that'll be that one token.
And so how do investors get involved?
Well, first, it's only for non-U.S. investors. That's important to recognize.
Oh, podcasts go around the world.
Yeah, yeah. Perfect. So, yes, that's perfect. So if you're not a U.S. citizen, then you could definitely go to our website. And there's two ways. You can send us a bank wire.
But what's the website?
Oh, website is 888.io.
Yeah, number 888.
Okay, 888.io.
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah, and then you go to the website, and then you click on a buy tokens. You fill out the KYC application. We need to know who you are, where you live, to make sure that we're following regulations. We're not money. You know, there's no one trying to launder money. Once you fill out the information, then you can send Ethereum to a specific address, and then once we verify you, then that money will be sent. The equivalent money will be sent back in tokens back to your account, to your wallet.
That's great. And you know, you mentioned you guys are publicly traded. What's the ticker symbol?
The ticker symbol is actually SSOK.
Excellent.
Yeah.
Well, you just heard from Jason Chang, the CEO, and Destiny Ikpe, the attorney plus co-founder for Sunstock. Thanks so much for joining us on the New to the Street podcast. I'm CJ Papa. You guys are great.
Thank you.
Thank you.